Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're back with more from the Professor of Prosperity, Pastor George Pearson. We are here now on what day, George?
We're on all of our days of prosperity since we started in 2011. This is day number 223.
So, if you don't have prosperity, it is not our fault. Don't write Pastor George because he's done his part. Hallelujah.
Oh, man, Gloria. We've had such a good time doing this.
It's been a blessing to me.
And it just keeps getting better.
I keep prospering more and more.
We keep prospering more and more and more. And I just want to let everybody know that the notes that we're teaching from, they're available to you right now on KCM, as well as all 223 of them. You can go back, you can download them. Already, we've had in excess of about 600,000 since we started.
Praise
of
God.
These outlines downloaded that people are using.
Right. Doesn't that give you a thrill?
It's exciting.
We're going for 100,000.
Let's go for a million.
Okay.
We'll go for a million. And also, where these broadcasts are concerned, you can go back into the archive and watch the prosperity broadcasts. I'll also mention here again, Gloria and I have our own program on the Dish TV network called The Prosperous Life. And they've taken all of our previous teachings that we've done and put it into its own program. So you'd kind of say we're a spinoff.
We're a spinoff
of the Believer's Voice of Victory. So you be sure to watch Gloria and me on The Prosperous Life.
By the way, you get on the Dish channel, you get on our channel. You get the Word of God.
Yes.
What, 24 hours a day?
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. I was in the gym out here working out. Creflo was on. Keith Butler was on.
Oh,
and
it's
I came
amazing.
On.
It's
and
amazing.
Then, I mean, it's just wonderful. It is a faith network from morning till morning.
Our partners helped us to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
That channel.
Oh.
And it is all faith. You'll get no unbelief on that channel.
I talk to people really quite often that channel is their only channel.
Praise God, George.
They're watching it all
the time.
You know,
I get it on and you just somehow leave it on. It's
I know,
amazing.
You just feed you from one.
But,
that's
you know,
great.
We'd like to have your testimony about it. If it's ministering to you, we want to know it.
It
costs a considerable amount of money to get that done.
Yep.
But we believe that it was worth it to get the Word of God out. Yep.
God is our.
But it'd be nice to hear some good testimonies.
God is our source, isn't He?
Yes,
and
He is.
And speaking of God as our source, that's our topic. And let me quickly say this to you. I wrote a book, Gloria and I wrote a book called God is My Source. And it's a compilation of these 2 weeks of
Praise
broadcast.
God.
Put into a little book. All 70 scriptures are in here. I challenge you to read this every day to renew your mind. Read it several times a day to renew your mind to the fact that God is your source. And it's in this book format so that you can carry it with you everywhere
Praise
you go.
God.
And it's absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us, call, write, or email, whatever, and we'll get this to you. Or you can download it. It's on the website. All of the copy for this content
God.
Is on the website.
Hallelujah.
Today, Gloria, in this, we're talking about the goodness of God.
Where are we, George?
We are talking about the goodness of God. God is our source.
Amen.
And listen, the Lord showed me this. The more we realize how good God is, the easier it is to see Him as our ultimate provider and our source.
I've got another thing for you.
Tell me.
The broker you are right now, the more you'll remember God is your source.
Mm.
See, we were in that situation.
Yes,
when
yes,
we
you
found
were.
Out. It's one thing to know God's your source if you've got plenty. But really, just
when
out
you don't,
natural things mm-hmm. can't meet all your needs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have plenty, like Ken and I didn't have plenty, we didn't have any.
You didn't have any.
Man, did we get excited to know we had a source. And He's
That's
been
right.
our source all these
And you
these
have
years.
Come a long way.
We have.
I heard Kenneth preaching the other day in a message. He was talking about when you and he just got married. You were in Little Rock and the potatoes. You kept the potatoes out on the back porch.
Well, we didn't have a refrigerator. We didn't have
And it was cool out there. The outdoors was your refrigerator.
Did he tell you how we cooked those potatoes?
You cooked them in a
coffee pot. Because we didn't have a stove.
Oh, my.
Those days are gone
Oh, they're
forever.
Gone forever. Why? Because God is their source.
That's right. Glory
God
to God.
God is their source. And if you know how good God is, if you just knew how good God is,
Jesus,
you'd get your attention on Him. He is desiring to provide.
How do you find out?
You have to go to the Word.
Word of God.
Yes.
God's Word is our source for healing, for prosperity, for family situations, for everything.
The Word is the source.
I've already preached myself.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
And the scripture we're looking at here is in Psalm 31:19. Psalm 31:19. And let me read to you, Gloria, from the NIV translation here. It says, "How great is your goodness, which you've stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you."
Now look at that.
What a scripture.
And people will see the blessing on you.
Yeah.
They'll see the blessing.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, that's a good scripture.
And those who take refuge in you, hallelujah, that would be in your health, in your family, in your money. There's a refuge for everything that the devil can bring about.
That's
a word to cover every single thing.
There's a word to cover everything.
That's right.
There's a word to cover everything.
That's right.
And God, He is good. He is good. I'm reminded right now of Pop.
Pop, my granddaddy.
Your granddad.
Oh, he was so sweet.
I was reading, as a matter of fact, a book by you called Blessed Beyond Measure. And you explore in that book you call it the extraordinary goodness of God. You need to get that book. We'll put the information up for you. But I was reading there and you were talking about Pop and just how Pop, her grandfather, let her do just amazing things.
Oh, he let me take his pickup to the movie when I didn't have any driver's license.
He was so good.
He was just good.
He was good. You know, I got to know him towards the end of his life. Just what a wonderful, wonderful man. And he had Gloria, little Gloria, working in the
peach shed. He raised peaches.
He was.
But I was bigger by then.
He was. He was a good man.
My first job. I made 50 cents an hour. Well, I answered the phone one piece harvest, but then I got promoted to working in the peach.
You went into the. But wasn't Pop good?
Oh, he was awesome.
Wasn't he a good man?
Of course, I come from a big family. And we'd go spend the summer with Pop. My daddy was a school teacher. So bless his heart, he and Mom, they'd just let us all move in. All the kids came to spend the summer with Pop, and we'd work in the peach harvest.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was just the most delightful man. He'd let me take his pickup to go to the movies when
Gloria.
I didn't have a driver's license.
Gloria.
Whatever I wanted.
The thing you said in the book about Pop was he never said no.
He didn't. He didn't say
he
no, but Mom made up for it.
His wife made up for it. Well, that's a picture. That's a picture of how good God is.
That's the truth. He
how
never
good
says
He
that.
Is. In your book, Gloria, you called Him Jehovah the Good.
Ah, I like that.
And that you said that God's goodness is His nature. That's how good He is.
Yeah.
And I broke down those words where it says, "How great is your goodness?" The word "great" there in the Hebrew means abounding.
Isn't that
abundant?
Good?
It means
exceedingly.
How great, how abounding,
there's
how exceeding
there's great,
He is.
And then there's exceedingly.
There's exceeding great.
Hallelujah.
And then I looked up goodness. And listen to this. In the Hebrew, the word goodness means prosperity. It means good things, goods, property, supply.
Praise God.
Provision.
You could say you lack for nothing.
You lack for nothing. That's the goodness of God. And listen to this. In the Hebrew, the word goodness there, it means good in the widest sense of the word.
Praise God.
Good to the farthest extreme.
Mm-mm.
The devil is bad to the farthest extreme.
That's a good
God
way to say
it. Is good to the farthest extreme on the other side. His goodness is so good.
And we get to choose.
We do.
Who's going to be head over us.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what Jesus did on the cross, He took the curse. So
that's
when
right.
we make Jesus the Lord of our lives, we get born out from under the curse, which is everything
born
bad.
Out from under.
We
that's good.
We choose life in Him.
Yep.
We get born again. And then if we do it right, we get in the Word and find out all the marvelous things that belong to us.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And what does the truth do? It
makes
you
us
free. Glory to God.
Listen, the goodness of God. That's all the goodness of God. And the goodness of God It's not only what he has, but it's his nature. It's his nature. It's who he is. And the reason why we must know this is because the moment you realize how good he is, the easier it's going to be for him to get to you the supply that you need.
That's right. But George, think of it.
Yeah.
Nearly every home in the United States has a Bible.
They do.
At least one. But what if it sits up on the shelf and they're out striving, working, trying to pay the bills, trying to find a job, trying to get healed when they're, when there's no natural means of healing?
Right, right.
The book sits there on the shelf. But if you take it down, put it in your eyes and your ears, get it in your heart, begin to let faith rise up.
Yes, yes.
Take your healing, take your prosperity, take the salvation of your children. Faith will do that. Faith in God's Word will do it. Yeah. But if you don't have the eyes and ears on God's Word, it doesn't get down into your heart where it builds faith.
That's right.
To receive anything good from God.
This is the good, what you're saying right there, this is the goodness of God.
Oh, it is.
This is the goodness of God. And He will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He is the source.
That's right.
And the Tehillim, how do you pronounce it?
Tehillim.
I read a commentary from this scripture in Psalm 31 from the Tehillim, and it says here, this is A5 in your notes, the abundance which God will bestow upon the righteous is beyond the power of mortal man to describe.
Oh, I believe that. I so believe
that. The psalmist can but exclaim, how abundant. You know, we read the scripture, how great is your goodness? Well, you could really say, how abundant is your goodness? How astounding is your goodness? How exceeding is your goodness that you have for us?
Praise God.
And this next part that I want to go into is that God does not hold back on His goodness. He has made all of His goodness available to us.
If He held back, it wouldn't be goodness.
Oh, that's true, Glory.
He is good. God is good. Hallelujah.
That's exactly right. If He held back, it wouldn't be His goodness.
That's right.
That's great.
So
that's exactly right.
He said in Exodus, I will make all my goodness pass before you.
Yes.
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious. That means disposed to show favors. I will be disposed to show favors to whom I will be gracious. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Glory to God. I love the Word of God. Study the goodness of God and build your faith for knowing how good God is.
What did you say the definition of gracious was? He is
disposed to show favors.
Disposed.
In other words, when you go to Him in prayer, you don't have to talk Him into doing something good. He's there. He's waiting. Just tell me what you want and believe
and
you'll get it.
That's wonderful.
That's grace. Hallelujah.
Wow, that's wonderful. He said, Exodus 33:18-19, I will make, and Moses asked him, he said, show me your glory.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your glory. In the New Kings, please show me your glory. And he said, I'll make all my goodness. So right there we see Gloria, what a definition of the glory of God is. It's the goodness
everything
of God.
Good.
Heavy with everything good. I'll make all my goodness. So that includes everything that we need.
That's right.
Everything that you could possibly need.
Abundance.
Super abundance. Super abundance in your life. What do you need today? Do you need a car? God will provide.
Amen.
Do you need a house? God will provide. Do you need to pay bills? God will provide. He will provide. And we must become renewed in our thinking about that and release our faith in the goodness of God to be able to receive it. Say, I receive the goodness of God.
The goodness of God.
Everything that He has.
Everything that He has.
He's given it to me.
He's given it to me.
I wrote this down here.
I have it.
In number two, it says, in B2, it says, think about the greatest thing God can do in your life, and His goodness is greater still.
That's right.
Think about the greatest thing, the most wonderful thing, and His goodness is beyond that.
Praise God.
We have Ephesians 3:20 to thank in that one. Amplified translation, God will do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
Praise God.
Gloria, that's one of my favorite scriptures.
It is an awesome.
That is a description of the goodness of God and the supply that God has for us. It's exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that we could dare ask or think. Gloria, when I was growing up and I was going to school, I never had imagined doing what I'm doing right now.
Oh, George, me either.
I never even conceived
heard of what I'm doing right now.
You never heard of it.
No.
Well, I remember just growing up and thinking what I wanted to do and thinking what I wanted to be.
And didn't have it probably. Maybe.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something right now.
All right, tell me.
My life has gone exceeding abundantly far above and beyond whatever I dreamed.
Amen.
It's gone so far. I've gone so far beyond. And that's what God wants to do with you. He has supplied. He has supplied for me everything that I have needed. Terry, not too long ago.
In abundance.
I was watching Terry. They were broadcasting a prayer conference that she was having in Canada. And they were broadcasting it online. I'm watching this and I'm watching Terry and I'm watching her preach and I'm just listening to the revelation that's coming out of her. And I'm thinking to myself, I married this one. I'm married to this one. God has fully supplied everything that I need. Everything that I need. Right. My wife cuts my hair.
That's going a bit, George.
She cuts my hair.
Wow.
And I don't have to go.
Thank
I don't have
God,
to go I somewhere.
To
I don't have to get in the car. I can just sit down and she cuts my hair. And you know what else she did this morning? She fixed my hair for the broadcast.
Well, now that's a good wife.
Well, she's wanting me to let it grow a little longer. And I've always liked, guys like short hair because it's easy to take care of. I actually sat there. She was fixing my hair this morning. I actually sat there and I thought to myself, I could shave my hair and not have to mess with any bit of it, but I don't think I'll do that.
I don't believe I'd want the pressure of cutting Kenneth's hair. So my hat's off to her.
Look how God has supplied. Well, I'll tell you how that happened. I was getting my hair cut in different places. I'd go home and she'd look at it and say, that looks terrible.
I may do something about that.
I said, why don't you cut it? And so she started cutting it. And then this morning, she's teaching me how
God meets all your needs.
He does, Gloria, He does. And this morning, she's been teaching me lately how to blow dry my hair with a roller.
Oh, my goodness. I know this has been very educational for all of us.
So God meets all of my need.
Hallelujah.
All of my need.
Even your haircut.
Even my haircut. It says in Psalm 16:2 in the New Living Translation, every good thing I have comes from you.
Praise God.
In Psalm 34:8-10, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him.
I am that woman.
Fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear and honor Him.
Say no want.
No want.
Hallelujah.
The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
That's right. I believe that.
Glory
that
to God.
That is true.
Glory to God.
I can tell you that
Lord
that
is
true. Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. But go to the second page there, Gloria, and we'll finish up with this.
Okay.
God is good. He is good. He is good to you. He
yes,
is good
he
to
is.
Me. He is good to us. And He wants to supply it. He wants to supply us with everything
George, if he
we
weren't,
need.
Think about it. If He weren't good, He wouldn't tell us how to receive good.
That's
He'd just
exactly
leave us
right.
Out
he wouldn't,
there
wouldn't need to bother.
Like we were probably most of us hanging before we got born again, trying to
I'm telling you
keep
today,
our head above water.
He is better than you think.
Oh, my.
He's more wonderful than you think.
Awesome.
We have to catch up to His goodness.
That's right.
It's so good.
Now, you can only do that by faith in the Word.
You can. That's how you
it's
do it.
It's not just a mental decision.
No, it's not. You have to find it in the Word.
Right.
And it's
and believe it. Take it.
And this last scripture that I wanted to go through with you, a couple of scriptures here. And again, all of these scriptures, Gloria, are in this little book.
Oh, good.
Every one
that
we're talking
book.
About is in the book. It's free. Psalm 23, Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Forever.
Surely goodness.
The blessing is ours forever.
Forever. Hallelujah. And the word follow means to pursue and to chase. So I wrote here, he's pursuing and chasing after us with his goodness.
It takes action. You don't just stay in bed and sleep and it comes on you.
That's right.
You go after the Word of God.
You go after the Word of God. And here, this gives me a picture. He's pursuing me. He's chasing after me with his goodness, with his provision, and with his supply.
When Jesus went to the cross, he was pursuing me. He was pursuing you. He was pursuing you. He wanted you so badly to be out from under the curse that Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit put this plan together.
Oh, my goodness.
What does it say about what Jesus did? It says he took the curse for us.
He
was made a curse for us that we might be made
the righteousness
of
Christ
God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. It's a fact.
Psalm 65:11 in the last seconds here that we have, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. That's awesome.
And then finally, Gloria, our last scripture here, Psalm 107:8-9. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and he fills the hungry soul with goodness.
Let's do that right now, George Lee. Let's you pray and we'll all agree and we'll give thanks to the Lord.
Father, we just want to thank you today. We thank you how good you are. God, you are so good to us.
Thank you,
Lord. You are providing everything that we need. You're chasing us down. You're running us after it. The blessing is overtaking us, oh God. And you are so good, and we give you praise and honor. And every day, Father, as we look to your word, we see how good you are.
Thank you.
And you in our eyes, you're getting better and better and better every single day. And thank you for supplying all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, George, we're out of time now.
Uh-oh, Gloria.
Here we go.
We better go.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.